The spread has been prepared downstairs for hospitality, so I won't want to delay you any longer. And I myself am ready. I haven't eaten for a few hours. But God provides us with what we need to sustain us. First of all, lots of thank yous for this 8-day stretch. We've had a Sunday to Sunday 8-day stretch, Holy Week and Easter, and I'm so thrilled to be part of a team that works so hard. You know, our volunteers in this church work so hard that it's hard to keep up, but I promise that there isn't a single volunteer who is going to outwork me, so I've got to work even harder, because whenever I look around, I see a volunteer doing something. It's either Egan, Lorraine, Doug, and I can go on and on and on. No matter how late I'm here at night, there's a volunteer. I said, what are you doing here? Don't you live someplace? And they look at me. But, you know, God is good, and thank you for your ministry. Thanks for all you've done and continue to do. And our last 8 days of Holy Week and Easter have been amazing. If you missed any, well, just speak to a bystander and someone who is an eyewitness, and they'll tell you what happened. And you might believe. Emergency relief. We have someone, and this is a very special case, who needs some emergency relief, one-time emergency relief. So if you're able to make a donation to that cause, it's a single mother, and the wardens and myself met with her just to ensure that the case is genuine, and also to explain to her that the parish does not have the funds, but we'll put out a special appeal. So if you're able to help, please do so, and mark the envelope emergency relief, and then we'll pay it directly to the person to whom the debt is owed. And it's a case that we thought we should bring before God and to the parish. And we don't do that frivolously, because there's so many requests, but we actually sat with this person and we're recommending it as a deserving case. So emergency relief, if you can put a few dollars in an envelope at some point, fairly soon, and we're asking the counters to identify that, to isolate that. Thanks to everyone who worked so hard behind the scenes. And today I wanted to give a public thank you to our musicians, to Michael, to Jeff, our trumpeter, and to the choir, and to everyone who participated today, to the altar guild, to the people who prepared the slides. I can go on and on, but you wouldn't want me to, because we're ready for fellowship. The parish executive meets on April the 15th, Sunday, April the 15th. We've decided to meet as an executive on the Sunday before the parish advisory board. If I'm moving too fast, slow me down. Parish advisory board meets on the third Tuesday of the month, and the parish executive will meet on the Sunday before the third Tuesday, which isn't always the third Sunday. So just keep track of that, please. I'll be away on my winter break this week. And I know you're thinking it's past winter, so don't go on a winter break. But I'm old-fashioned clergy, and old-fashioned clergy do not go on breaks unless it's absolutely necessary during the holy seasons of Lent, Easter, and Advent, Christmas. So if you ever see me take time off in Lent or Advent, it's a real emergency. And so by God's grace, I'll have a little time away. But everything is in good shape. Sister Connie will be here next week and for worship. And Reverend Derek Stapleton, who has been a priest of 50 years and was just given his recognition from the diocese last Tuesday at the Chrism Mass, he will be taking the worship on Wednesday. So come on out, and Reverend Stapleton is with us this morning. Reverend Derek Stapleton, and we also, from the parish, congratulate you on being ordained as a priest for 50 years. So you'll need to tell me what it takes to endure. And Reverend Stapleton has worked in the Diocese of Toronto for many years. He's also worked in the Diocese of Barbados and in the Diocese of the Northeastern Caribbean and Aruba. So he's been all around in a good way, doing God's work. Look for all of the other details. The York Minstrels concert is coming up. If you're free on April the 13th, not this Friday, the following Friday, come out and enjoy some poetry. Either read poetry or short story. It's our poetry cafe. And what we do basically, we gather, we have some food, we have a good time, we read poems or short stories, and we have good fellowship. So come along and bring some friends. It's non-threatening. And if you do not want to read and you just want to listen, by all means come. And this is one way to connect with people. And so invite lots of people from the community. Is there anything that I missed? If not, contact me. I'll be here. Plus, I'll be on email. Yes, I'll be on email most of the week when I have email access. God be with you. And I know that Michael and Jeff are ready to take us out in grand style with the closing hymn. Please join us for hospitality.